watch out for that hammer, will ya?
The Quick Flick Division of Compendium Cliché Productions presents Buster Block and Iris Lamont in Mate of the Balrog, with Gunther de Lesseps Finnegan, Laszlo Esterhazy, Kipling Tong, and Falstaff Openshaw. Based on an idea by Christabel Stentz from a novel by Arthur Cremagen, adapted for the screen by Chester Keops, Sigismundi Medici, and Leo Tsi Huan, with additional dialogue by Olive Higgins Grouty, gowns by Marlene, makeup by Charlene, and hairstyles by Marlene. Choreography by Ersatz Adonis. Process photography by Vladislaus Romanov. Directed by Mixlos Hapsburg and produced by John Smith.
The year is 2587. The day is the 3rd of June. The place is somewhere far out in nowhere, in outer space. Among the stars which hang like bright apples in the orchards of God, a tiny dot of light moves with quicker, smaller pace, darting orbitless among these other brilliant motes, so slowly weaving the web of time. The dot grows, becomes brighter, takes shape, and finally assumes form and identity. It is Terran Galactic Patrol Ship XV-97, Captain Alexander Chalmers in command, on a routine survey flight.
Anything habitable in sight today, Navigator Chang? If I may say such a thing as today, out here where only ultimate time has meaning.
Not a thing, Captain. Everything's either too hot or too cold or too young or too old. Suns without planets or planets without suns. It's pretty empty out there, Captain, to be so full.
Always the philosopher, eh, Chang?
It is a curse of my race, Captain, although we are not supposed anymore to think of races.
Very true, Chang. Humankind supposedly has outgrown the shackling concept of racism, but who knows? Mankind may have a second childhood someday.
Indeed, Captain, it seems that I am not the only philosopher aboard.
I wouldn't say that, Chang. But there is something about the sights one sees beyond those fused quartzite viewports that does make a man think.
Agreed, Captain.
Captain, we're being scammed, sir.
Lord, that's strange. There's not supposed to be anything in this sector at all. And you've got a fix on it, Sparks?
I've tried, Captain, but there's something not quite right about it, sir.
Strain every nerve, Sparks. This far out on the fringes, one never knows.
Aye, sir. Quite right. Captain. I figured it out in part, sir. It's a communications beam on an unaccustomed frequency. Most peculiar.
I see.
That ungodly rock is a calm beam? A void?
I'm afraid so, Chang. At least that's the closest equivalent we have for it. You see, it's not human.
I see. Not human, Sparks. Are you sure?
Positive, sir.
Is it male or female, Sparks?
How should I know that? I tell you, it isn't human. Don't you ever try thinking with your brain, Cookie?
Gosh, Sparks, I'm afraid of what might happen.
There, it stopped.
Strange.
Perhaps, Cookie, it will turn out to be a member of one of those races which have more than two sexes.
Huh?
Remember the Glove Trib on Bucephalus 7?
The what?
The Glove Trib, you know, certainly. It takes four of them to, you know.
Oh, yeah, those Glove Tribs, sure.
Never forget the first time I saw them. Barrels covered with feathers on eight scaly legs. There were tentacles somewhere that I'd rather not mention. And their eyes were way out on stalks, purple stalks. Lovely creatures.
Come, Sparks. We must not attempt to judge the appearance of other species by our own standards.
Well, anyway, I'd hardly gotten out of the Bucephalus spaceport when here came named three of them, tentacles waving, galloping around in a terrible flap, trying to find a fourth for sex.
Ford, it's back again.
It's coming in over the feeble fetcher this time, sir. That's most irregular. Someone or something is trying terribly hard to get through to it.
Can you fix on it, Spark?
Still not, Chang. The micron spread is too wide, and the forebill isn't quite into the deltoid bend.
I'll check the astral lane.
Excellent idea.
Captain Chalmers, a yacht there.
What is it, Glenlevy? We have our hands full at the moment with some kind of alien contact. Is that a racket coming from your department?
Aye, that it is.
Don't tell me your new fibroid calcinometer is triple phasing again. I warned you that...
Oh, it's much worse than that, Captain. Something's fiddling around with the thrust and drive units all of a sudden. They act like they're going to burn out, which is impossible, as we all know.
Well, activate the servo robots, woman. Don't just...
I did, sir. First thing, revved them to the limit. But they aren't holding. And if they blow up while we're in hyperdrive, I can't predict what'll happen. But I have a feeling that we wouldn't make Luna Spaceport again. At least not in one piece.
Any suggestions, Kalinda?
Aye, get us out of hyper, Alex. Fast. Then we shut down and repair. That's all we can do. Okay, and we might try a bit of prayer if it isn't too outmoded a cultural concept.
None of your sarcasm. There isn't time. Attention, all hands. Attention, all hands. Emergency prime. Emergency prime. Deceleration stands on the double. Deceleration stands on the double. We're coming out of hyperdrive on the crash.
What the hell is going on?
Pipe down, Cookie, and fasten your grommet.
Half count, men. Attention. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, I hate to do it like that. If we didn't blow a bear cold unit, I'll eat my own afterburner. How are we doing, Glenlevy?
All safe for the moment. Oh, it was close, though. We'll be seeing what overheated those Rogon cells, but I warn you, I've a funny feeling about this.
More of your Caledonian superstitions, Kalinda.
You can laugh if you want to, but there was nothing that could have gone wrong from in here. I checked those units myself not 3 hours ago. Whatever else I may not be, I am thorough, and I say that something funny's amiss. Mark my word.
Nonsense, girl. Not again. This is too much.
It's beginning to get on my nerves, too. It must mean something, but what? Out in this part of creation, one must explain the unexplained, or...
I don't like it either, sir. According to my instruments, we shouldn't even be receiving such a signal.
Incredible, and worse, I suppose. There's not supposed to be anything that highly developed within 10,000 parsecs.
More like 15,000, I believe. This could be serious.
I'll set the omnilinguaphone on it and see if we can unscramble anything.
Might as well try, Chang. But if it's really alien... Remember what happened when the first message from the Gnur was unscrambled?
Always. Humankind will never forget the Gnur.
Please, let's try. It was so close and so horrible, I still can't quite...
Captain Chalmers!
What is it, Evans? You don't have to shout. I can hear you.
Something's trying to force the air out, sir.
Nonsense, Evans. There's nothing within 10,000 parsecs. I looked.
I tell you, sir, there's a clumping sound. And the wheel inside the door is wobbling back and forth. When I put my ear to the hole just now,
yes?
I heard something like...
Yes, yes, like what, Evans?
Well, like snuffling, sir.
You're positive, Evans? Snuffling?
Yes, sir, snuffling. There it is again.
Tell me, Chang, has Evans picked up any new voices since his last psychograph? Snuffling? This sounds crazy to me.
Nothing that I know of.
Martian poppy?
No.
Altarian sex syndrome?
No.
They're running mong juice in here. Sambal addiction?
No.
Nustrang?
No.
Slarch?
Great heavens, no, Captain. Certainly not slarch. I shudder to think...
Easy, man.
Nothing, Captain. Sniffs moon dust when he can. Normal interest in alcohol. Normal sex drive. He started to sniff napalm now and then, but the Galactic Council on Vices declared it harmless. Drinks chewful if you offer it, and he can't resist a Saturnian ring wraith any more than the rest of us. Just a normal kid, Captain.
Careful, Captain. The switch is on. He can hear you.
Oh, Ford.
Take my word for it. If he's yelling, then there's something to yell about.
Well, if you say so. One can't be too careful out here. Attention, emergency squad. Report to airlock 3 with full equipment for repelling boarders. On the double.
The wheel's turning, Captain. The door's moving. What do I do?
Brace yourself, pal. Help will be there in 30 seconds. Activate the alien repellers.
Hurry, Captain.
Captain,
hurry!
Alex, something's coming through the omnilinguaphone.
Shut the damn thing off. We haven't time.
But Alex...
First things first, Oscar.
Alex, the main drive just fused.
Impossible!
Captain, help!
Ye gods, now what?
The door's opening now. We can't stop it.
What is it?
It's terrible.
Oh, no.
Spider's legs, big tendrils, and eyes.
We
tried the torque reversers and status throws.
We'll try the
throttle gas. Nothing works. Whatever it is, it's coming in. It's a normal. Captain, it's coming. It's in.
Alex, the count's going up like a skyrocket. Something's got at the pilot's self. Unless something happens, we'll all fry like orcs eggs in 5 minutes.
Aliens, you are in difficulty.
What's that, for Ford's sake?
The omnilingual, sir.
I told you to...
I did shut it off, Alex.
Never mind, Captain Chalmers.
What?
I can help you, if you permit. May I come aboard? I cannot come without your invitation.
But,
this is a prime law of my kind and may not be disobeyed.
But,
quickly, before it is too late.
Ma'am, friends, what do you think?
What can we lose?
Nothing could be much worse.
2 minutes, Alex. I don't know about you, but I'm praying.
The Balrog will invest your entire ship in a few moments.
But wait,
I can be of no use.
I don't...
I repeat, I cannot enter your ship without your invitation.
But...
The great law of Greystone, as we call it, forbids us. Please, speak quickly.
Come on, whoever you are. We permit. We invite. Help us if you can.
1 minute, Alex. It's been good knowing you.
I am here, gentlemen, at your service.
What?
Oh.
Well, IBM, it's a dame.
Introductions later, gentlemen. First, I must take care of that Balrog.
That what?
Where'd she go?
Wow, vanished in the thin air.
My God. Gee, lady, thanks a lot. Hey, where'd she go?
You mean she disposed of that monster in the airlock?
Evidently.
Alex! There's a female in a damn scanty costume. Get out of here, miss. The pile's going up in 8 seconds. Hey, what are you doing to my machines? Hey, where'd she go?
Jumps about like a... How does she do it?
Telekinesis, obviously.
Oh.
Very well. All clear, gentlemen, as I believe you say.
Well, I must say, I think that is...
But I was almost forgetting there is still terrible danger, as perhaps you know. I must throw us into hyperdrive immediately.
But
we must leave this part of space. Where a Balrog is, his mate cannot be far away. And when a Balrog's mate is roused to anger, even I could not help.
Very well, miss. I quite understand. I will...
Attention, everybody! Acceleration stands on the bubbles. They're going in...
Give me that! Into hyperdrive on half count again. Every man stand by. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Twice in one day. Not good. Not good at all. So, well, I hope we will be safe now. Navigator Chang, check our position. We should be just outside the binary system of Aldebaran 4, as nearly as I can compute that in my head.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Friend Levy.
Aye, sir.
All well down there? Check and report to the bridge.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Sparks, see that Popov gets all this in the log. Then beam it into Luna Central.
Aye, aye, sir.
Captain Chalmers, I...
One moment, miss. My ship must come first. I'm sure you understand.
Of course.
Lieutenant Evans. Evans, can you hear me?
Yes, Captain.
A report, please.
It's all clear here, sir. That young lady just pointed her finger and whatever it was just...
Balrog, Evans.
Thank you, sir. The Balrog flew out of the lock like a champagne cork. I guess you heard the noise it made.
We did indeed. What about the others?
3 men seriously injured. Vanya, Fukuwara, and Smirnov. It was... pretty messy, sir.
Hmm.
But Doc activated the bone repair in time, and they'll be okay in a couple of hours. It'll take longer than that to clean up the blood around here.
Hmm. I like to run a clean ship. How about yourself, Evans?
Oh, well, sir, I lost the left arm and most of my duodenum, and both ears, Doc says... Both.
Good heavens!
Doc got spares from the body bank, all grafted on, and I'm feeling a lot better. But it was close, sir, at that. The Balrog had a big beak among all those tendrils, sir. Sounded like a parrot.
Fine, my boy, fine. And, Evans?
Sir?
I know you overheard me back there, and I'm sorry if I doubted.
Oh, that's all right, sir. It's part of any captain's duty.
Spoken like a true lieutenant. Thank you, Evans. And now, miss, may I express the deepest gratitude of all of us? Without your assistance, but there is no need to finish that sentence, I'm sure.
Oh, of course, Captain.
Will you please tell us who you are? There has been a certain amount of natural curiosity.
Of course. I am Ashtaroth of Gilgamesh. My home is on Guthrum, fourth planet of the star you call Priapus 14.
That is far away, even in a spaceman's terms.
True, but to us it is home. However, no one of your race has ever explored there.
Gee, what's it like there, Miss Ashtaroth? Are all the girls on Guthrum as pretty as you?
A cookie! I'd nearly forgotten you were here. I better get back to the galley. It's nearly time for lunch.
Ah, gee. Oh, well, I'll fix something special for the lady here. Yes, sir. I'm going, sir. See you later, Miss Ashton.
I must apologize for his brash behavior. He's very young, you see, and inclined to be a little fresh. But his heart is good, and his cooking is even better, as you shall see.
Oh, I found him charming, really. But to continue.
Oh, yes, indeed.
We of Guthrum seldom venture so far outside our own system or permit ourselves to otherwise contact the people of other civilizations, so...
Oh, why is that?
Well, we long ago solved all the problems of a perfected existence, and naturally we see no reason to go forth to find more.
Of course.
An enviable position, I should say.
I suppose you might think that. However, some of us occasionally become restless and go sightseeing, you might say.
It's seldom that one encounters a true civilization without its quota of individualists, but pardon me, I tend to philosophize too much.
Oh, no, no. You are quite right. But as I said, our contacts with other peoples are rare. However, your case was naturally exceptional.
We are all eternally thankful that it proved to be so. But your ship, where is it at the moment?
Oh, it follows like a little puppy a few parsecs behind. It is entirely responsive to my thoughts, indeed. It is mainly a product of my thoughts.
I quite understand, of course. Very interesting.
All ship-shape, Captain. That young woman did a perfect job, whatever she was. Oh, begging your pardon, miss. Or is it madam?
Miss Ashtaroth of Gilgamesh, may I present our chief engineer, Lieutenant Kalinda Glenlevy?
How do you do, Lieutenant?
How do you do, miss? It's no mean mechanic that you are for a foreign female. Would you mind telling me just what you did? It was over so fast I didn't see much.
Miss Ashtaroth comes of a race of highly developed telekineticists, Glenlevy.
Oh, that's it, is it? Well, a very handy trait that would be to have for an engineer. But in such an ornamental creature, I don't know.
Come now, Glenlevy. That is hardly the tone.
My apologies all around. I'm quite aware of what's been done for us, even though I don't understand it all. But you know my feelings about females on a ship.
But,
That's a bit difficult to explain, miss. But Glenlevy comes of a very superstitious race. Females bring a ship bad luck. And even though she is herself a female, she cannot quite... you understand.
I understand. A curious position to be in, miss.
I'll have none of your sympathy, thanks. Well, I've got things to do down where I belong, if you'll excuse me.
This makes two of my crew to create bad impressions. I'm terribly sorry. Our culture is hardly best represented by cookie and...
Oh, please, Captain. We of Guthrum are very understanding. Possibly because we are mildly telepathic. And quite beyond her superstitious thoughts, which, let me say, I find difficult to comprehend fully. I found a very definite vibration of mistrust. Your Lieutenant Glenlevy thinks I am... dangerous.
Oh, well, I must say, surely.
Oh, never mind, Captain. You should find that reassuring. She is very female, after all.
Superstition runs in Glenlevy's family, you know. Her grandmother was forever sitting up in the middle of the night and saying, John's dead. And she was always right.
Great Ford! What?
Look at the screen, Captain. It's a meteorite, a big one.
Penny Papadopoulos, activate the meteorite repeller.
Aye, aye, sir.
No time, Captain. Permit me to handle this.
You, but what?
Quiet. I must concentrate. There you are, all finished.
Captain, it's gone. All of a sudden, it just vanished.
Yes, I know. That was shockwave we felt when it disintegrated. Oh, let me help you up, Miss Ashtaroth.
Thank you. I had not expected quite such a backlash. Still, the danger is averted.
Your telekinetic powers surpass belief, miss, but that was a terrible joke. I hope none of the flogger plates were sprung.
If they were with Branch in 40 minutes, better have them checked.
I'll go, sir.
Good man.
It seems we are always having to thank you, Miss Ashtaroth.
It was nothing, really. A situation I dealt with almost by reflex action. You might say I couldn't help myself.
Well, Captain, sir, Miss Ashtaroth, luncheon is served.
Oh, thank you, Cookie.
Gee.
That's enough, Cookie. Now, miss, if you'll just step down this companionway here, I'll show you to the dining room. Nothing fancy, of course.
Oh, some more wurzel, miss? Deliciously fresh. We picked it up on Sirius a few intervals back.
And the sauce is amazing.
Thank you. It is strangely delicious compared with nothing in my previous experience.
I fixed it especially for you, miss.
Thank you, Cookie. I am delighted.
More coffee, Cookie, if you please.
Yes, sir, right away.
Or would you prefer some more of the hyssop wine from Venus? A true delicacy.
No, thank you.
Some more of this Martian warg, perhaps. Another specialité de la spécie.
Thank you. I like warg, but warg doesn't like me, and I am not accustomed to eating much. You see, on my world, food is largely an acquired taste, like olives. We derive our primary nourishment from the chlorophyll action of certain skin cells. You have all taken notice of my mildly greenish color, though you have all been too polite to mention.
Yes, of course. Now, perhaps you wouldn't mind telling us about that monster back there. A Balrog, I think you said. The term is unfamiliar.
I am not surprised. Few who encounter a Balrog live to tell it.
What are they, miss?
It is difficult to say in concrete terms. They are organizations of almost pure force. Naturally, they have no shape other than a mathematical one, though they can assume any shape they wish. One never knows with a Balrog.
And there are always two, mates and all that?
Quite so. Each pair adopts an area and space as their own, that they resent any intrusion into their province, you are aware.
Highly formidable creatures, it would seem.
Only when they feel menaced. Otherwise, they are quite peaceable citizens of space.
But you mentioned something about the mate of the Balrog. Other great danger.
More than you know.
More coffee, anybody? It's fresh and it's hot, and I put just the right amount of Schreckwasser into it.
Schreckwasser? Curious.
It's the native drink of the Star on Pluto. They mine it, actually, it being found in pockets and pools underground. You will find the flavor of Schreckwasser beyond compare, in addition to which it has the added virtue of being mildly intoxicating. At least it is so to humans.
On the other hand, the Shikatar find the indescribable taste and bouquet of Schreckwasser nauseous in the extreme.
But they drink it anyway? Why?
Its effect on them is like a panacea. It cures absolutely everything. So they drink it, though it revolts them.
No one has yet established the exact ratio between how badly a thing tastes and how good it is for you, but they are working on it.
I would describe it as having a curiously refreshing flavor.
Delighted you're pleased. Now about this mate of the Balrog.
Ah, yes. Well, when one is destroyed, the other's one motive thereafter is revenge. The only safety is in flight, and even that is not always effective. Only some internal interference could conceivably bring them to grief. But how anything could penetrate that impregnable pattern of force fields, I cannot imagine. But perhaps it would be better to speak of other things.
Of course. What's wrong? You seem suddenly a trifle pale. Perhaps the Schreckwasser.
No, it is nothing. Nothing at all. I suddenly felt a trifle faint, that is all. In the name of Tullfang, what is that ridiculous creature?
That's just Piddle, miss, our mascot. He's usually out in the kitchen, but he got away. Come here, you.
Where's Piddle?
Language!
I did more than
that. It's just as well. On Polaris, it is hardly a polite reference.
Now, Stola!
Piddle, stow it. I must apologize.
Get him out of here, Cookie. Watch out. He's flying over the soup.
Come here. Hit him off, guys.
I'm fine. Kein Führer.
Catch him on the wings. Damn, I missed.
How amusing.
Now I gotcha. Let go of that table leg, blast you.
What is that creature, Captain?
A werepig from Canopus, miss. Amusing little things, usually. But sometimes they do get out of hand.
Charming. I love that.
Werepigs can imitate speech of many sorts, but naturally they have no particular intelligence.
What do you think, Sparky?
Get him out of here, Cookie, before I am forced to...
I'm trying, sir, but he won't let go. You just unwrap that tentacle, damn it.
He picks up some remarkable phrases. I often wonder if...
I'm sure of that. I saw you all blushing a few times.
Yes, well,
Doom! Beware! Beware! Forces!
Okay, I gotcha, you little...
And this time, keep him tied up for Ford's sake.
You bet, sir.
Doom! Doom! Beware! Beware!
You must forgive this disturbance.
It is nothing, Captain Trelawney.
Being such a small vessel, we tend to be rather informal most of the time. One tries to maintain proper discipline.
I beg of you.
All that doom talk, I wonder what it meant. The little fellow's usually the very soul of cheerfulness.
I never heard him carry on like that. I don't like it. Sometimes these extraterrestrial creatures have a sensory power that...
Captain! More trouble in the engine room.
Nonsense, woman. You must be mistaken.
Talk about my engine. When your central torque injector begins to grunt.
What? It's nonsense.
I thought that'd get you. And you can be sure I know a dead man when I find one at my feet, too.
Dead man? Impossible.
If you say nonsense or impossible one more time, Alex Chalmers, I'll stuff you down the mass warp tube. Machiavelli and Hussein are by the trillium deflectors, cold as mackerel.
This is serious.
What's the devil, you say? The ship's custody somehow. Everything's going wrong at once. Alex, is that female still aboard?
I'll send Doc down there immediately. Spark, sound the alarm. Turn the place over to the robots and get out of there.
I think it's too late, Alex. Oh, suddenly something's beginning to take away my strength.
What's happening, Glinda?
I can't describe it any better than that. Is that female still aboard?
Oh, you superstitious fool, get out of there.
I find Doc and the decontamination board.
Evans, check the airlock.
Aye, sir.
Lady Papadopoulos, check the spare torque injector.
Aye, aye, sir.
LaPlanche, get the emergency beam going down to Luna Central.
Aye, aye, sir.
Red Eagle, activate the Teasel receptor just in case.
Oog.
Attention all hands. Attention all hands. An emergency situation of unknown nature exists on this ship. Everyone to his proper stations, prepared to meet an alpha alert.
We seem to be alone, Captain.
Yes, we do. I am sorry our little luncheon party had to be interrupted, but you know how it is in outer space. Never a dull moment.
Of course, Captain.
Though the past hour or so seems to have been unduly fraught with incident, even for outer space.
Of course, Captain.
Everything will be all right in a little while, I'm sure. Our medical science is fairly far advanced these days, and whatever is wrong in the engine room should be well in hand. Miss Ashtaroth,
Yes?
Nothing. And, of course, as captain of this ship, small though it may be, is, too...
I quite understand, Captain. Your eyes are very blue, Captain.
They're brown, actually.
I forgot. My eyes see a different spectrum. What color are my eyes, Captain?
Sort of orange.
They're really pink.
That's very interesting. I find it remarkable that...
You are remarkably handsome, Captain. Tall, wonderful bones and the muscles under those epaulets form it all.
Well, that scent you're wearing, Ashtaroth?
Yes, it is the one thing about me which is not a product of my thoughts. It is...
Neither are your lips, Ashtaroth.
Oh, Alex.
That kiss... You set my blood afire, Maid of Gilgamesh. Alien or not, there is that about you that could drive a humanoid mad.
You are very humanoid, Alex.
Damn, the intercom's flashing.
Let it flash. This moment is ours, Alex. We must savor it to the full.
My senses reel, but I must answer. It is my duty.
Let this flash, Alex.
No, this is my ship. There is trouble aboard. I must answer.
No, no. Just when we have found one another.
Captain Chalmers here.
To the bridge, Captain. Alex, quickly, to the bridge.
What is it, Evans? Evans, answer me. It's gone dead. I don't like this at all. You stay here, my dear.
No, I'm coming with you.
Nothing must happen to you. Stay here. I'll be back as soon as things are under control. Evans, Chang, Sparks, what's the meaning of this? What's wrong?
Well, it's like this, Alex.
You keep addressing me by my first name, Navigator Chang.
It's an emergency.
We hate to tell you, Alex, but it's that woman, Miss Ashtaroth. She's...
What do you mean, Cookie?
He means we can't trust her, Alex. She's dangerous.
That lovely creature? No, you are all mad.
Alex!
What is it, Kalinda? You're all right.
Doc, stop, whatever it was. But I'm still pretty weak. No, it isn't me this time. I'm afraid the main drive's burning out again.
Impossible, I tell you!
The trailer connector, it's burning out now!
Hey, quick, shut it off, Evans. We've just got to take our chances without it for a while.
Great Chrysler, what next?
Doom! Doom!
Get Get that creature out of here.
There's more to Piddle than any of us suspected, Alex. Between him and Cookie here, I think we've discovered what's wrong on the ship today.
Oh, speak, man, for the love of Ford, speak.
It's like this, Alex. I used to be cook on the last of the old Intermars stasis line.
Yes?
Does the name Maria Roget mean anything to you?
Good. The Maria Roget? You don't mean...
Yes, sir, I do. The Maria Roget was exploded somewhere between Canopus and Cassiopeia about 2 years ago.
That's true.
All hands and passengers killed. Nobody knew what happened, except that it was a clear case of something having attacked the ship from without.
I remember. The whole world remembers. But no survivors.
Not quite. There were two. Piddle and me.
What?
Yes, Captain Chalmers. Permit me to introduce myself properly. Chief Inspector Piddlemook of the Secret Police of Mongo 3.
Well, how'd you do?
Rogers and I alone survived the wanton destruction of the Marie Roget. We had crept into one of the lifeboats just before the disaster and sealed ourselves in order to enjoy a bit of...
Piddle, please.
Oh, might as well tell all. Last truth, best truth, as my people say. A bit of slarch, Captain.
What?
Yeah, it was only that once, Captain. Alex, sir, honest. Just that one little time. I never touched the stuff again.
Oh, Chrysler, slarch. But go on, Piddlemook.
Slarch is only a harmless stimulant on my world, Captain, productive of nothing more than mild illusions of an invariably pleasant nature. I had no idea at the time of its a bizarre effect upon the human physiology.
I see. Well, proceed.
At any rate, we were blown clear and intact when the attack came. We were badly shaken, of course, but then we
I am sure that I can save you a great deal of tiresome explanation, Inspector Piddlemook. That was very clever, Inspector. Never having encountered a were pig from Canopus, I suspected nothing. My congratulations.
Thank you, madame.
Madame?
Oh, my God!
Every instrument's going mad. They're reacting to some incredible discharge of power. But from where?
I am responsible. I find myself becoming bored with this particular ship. And when I become bored, it is difficult to keep all my constituent power warps in line.
Astaroth, oh, good Ford, then you're...
Boy!
Oh, no.
Did you think you would be irresistible to the mate of a Balrog? Yes, Captain Chalmers! Yes, gentlemen, a Balrog's mate. Few things in the universe are more powerful than enraged, and only one thing enrages us, as I told you before.
But you killed that Balrog back there yourself.
That was not Balrog. That was my Whiffle.
Your what?
My Whiffle, a harmless pet I acquired on Cantaloupe 2 for this purpose. I set it to creating the proper impression to cause you to invite me into your ship.
She's changing. She's changing her shape.
Steady, Hal. But why this ship, Astaroth, if that is your name?
The Marie Roget killed my husband by passing through his central power warp when he was cringing and therefore defenseless. Do not ask for an explanation of cringing. You could not comprehend it.
But
sufficient that it happened and he was destroyed. The nature of my kind cannot be denied. I cannot help myself, Alex. It is something we Balrogs cannot fight. A single Zot's beam from my enraged intelligence, and the Maria Roget was no more.
My God!
You what?
I thought the matter completed. Then, by accident, I learned of these two survivors. I found I could not rest until I had destroyed them too.
Oh, Astaroth, this is horrible. Horrible.
Silence, you fool! The beauty you saw was but an illusion. I told you Balrogs have no real shape. I chose one which I knew would appeal to you.
But, Astaroth, what now?
Now, in spite of my real wishes, I must complete my revenge. It is unfortunate that so many others must share the fate of only these two. But that is part of the curse of the Balrog kind.
No, 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 no.
I cannot help myself! Prepare to meet whatever gods you pray
for! No, I won't let you. Astaroth, I hate to do this.
Do you think that a puny weapon can harm me?
Oh, God! She's nothing but a column of light! My heart!
Oh, something's wrong. It's impossible, but I can't. My thoughts being wrong. Something like liquid metal is short-circuiting my power warps. Alex!
The Schmeckwasser!
Of course, on Pluto, it's a tonic. It's rich in iron. She's gone. What's happened?
The iron in the Schmeckwasser shorted her power warps and she disintegrated, I guess.
Yes, she's gone. And part of me has gone with her, no matter what. But we'll not speak of that. Cookie?
Sir?
Putting the Schmeckwasser in the coffee saved us, my lad. It was nobly done. You'll get a citation for this, if not something more.
Gee, sir, it was just an accident, you might say.
If so, it was the most fortunate any of us will ever know. And in any case, you're still the hero of this affair. We'll all be eternally grateful.
Gosh, Captain, you embarrass me.
You'll get used to it in time. But Pittamore, what are we going to do about you? Chief Inspectors of the Secret Police of Mongo 3 cannot continue to be pets on Terran space patrol vessels, no matter how much we might enjoy having you.
Ah! Gleeful!
All right, everyone. Enough levity for one day. To your posts, and we'll get this ship back on course.
Aye, aye, sir.
Glenn Levy?
All clear here, Captain. Just a minute or two ago, everything came right back to normal. Captain?
Yes?
Is that female still on board?
No, Kalinda. She's gone.
Good. I never felt right about her. But never mind now. Well, when we're all battened down again, don't forget we have that 3D chess game to finish.
I'll beat the afterburner off you, Kalinda, right after dinner.
We'll see about that, dearie.
Attention, all hands. Attention, all hands. Ready to return to course. Stand by. Course check.
Check.
Airlock check.
Check.
Torque injector check.
Check.
Power drive check.
Check.
Hyperdrive check.
Check.
Then here we go. Half count again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, there you are, Alex. I thought I'd find you here in the observation dome.
It's an amazing sight out there, isn't it, Oscar? The vast blackness and the countless going on without end. And what are such as we in the face of such as that, eh?
I agree, Alex. It is often possible to draw comfort from contemplating it, isn't it? An old philosopher once said, "It is always darkest before the well runs dry." Well, I'll leave you now, Alex.
Thanks, though, Oscar. I needed some of your philosophy badly just now.
See you at dinner.
Yes, Oscar. But, oh, she was green but comely, that Balrog's mate.